Okay, now it's almost 4:30. So we will continue. So how was the meditation? Can you meditate with the rain? Cannot. You just silent, be with it. Understand? When you are silent and you be with it, it's beautiful. That's why nature is very beautiful. All of the pristine beauty and wonders of nature, they are just within nature. Why can't you experience them? Why can't you feel them? Why can't you be silent and be with it? This is so much better than creating the heedless mind, worrying about your problem, worrying about your life, have this fear, that fear, concern about this, concern about that. That is suffering. Whereas when you silence your mind and just relax and be with it, there is so much love, there is so much joy, there is so much peace, there is so much tranquility and stillness, and the mind that is fully aware can experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. You can experience all this very, very beautiful state. That is what Dhamma is all about. That's what the mind is all about. Okay? So now I think we need to finish out the introduction, otherwise we don't have enough time. So we continue. After Tammy, who is the next one? Yeah, very good. I'll pass to her. Wow, yeah, very good. This one is Han's friend. You are Achui, Achui. Yeah, I'll let Achui share. Is it Ang? Ang Achui. Lao Achui, sorry. Lao Achui, Sadhu. Very good.
I'm Chui from Klang, not the other Chui. I learned a lot in this retreat, which compared to other retreat, and it's really down to earth, and I really appreciate. I think I digest quite a lot. I really appreciate.
Sorry, you should thank Han.
I really appreciate all the
Important, essential Dhamma.
Essential Dhamma.
And sharing.
Share with good, us. And all the sharing section, which is very good. Yeah. And then it also apply in our daily life.
Yeah, daily life. You can apply it, and you can see it happening in daily life.
Which is very important.
Yeah.
There's one thing I would like to share.
Ah, very good. Sahadu.
Last, yesterday, full moon. Before that, earlier, I asked for forgiveness
very good.
In front of Vishya, what?
Maitreya Buddha.
Maitreya Buddha. Then yesterday, because I'm banana, I don't really know
English educator.
So I just stand there and silence my mind.
Oh, very good.
And then the drum beat, my heart also follow.
Very good, very good, very good, very good.
Follow the beating. I enjoy that. But something happened during that time.
After
I silence the mind and the drum keep on beating.
Yeah, you just allow it to be.
Allow it. Earlier that day, actually I have something called glaucoma. So I just bow and ask. So that morning itself, I look up at the Buddha. All the time, I never look at him. And he tell me something, He
said,
don't need an eye to see the
world.
Yeah,
you don't need one.
Buddha, you notice he's in a meditative mode.
You
just need a small...
Need the eye to see the world. True.
When
you are aware, when you are sensitive, that nature directs you. See things as they are. That one not deluded or no delusion.
And tell me something also. Look inside.
Look inside. Very good.
Don't worry. Yeah. Your eye got problem. You don't have to
don't
worry.
Don't have to worry. Yeah, glaucoma. Don't have to worry.
And then something happened again.
Wow, sadhu.
This morning, I came and see. Then I was in a stabilize my sati. And then I I followed the heartbeat. Then it stopped. Then I anchor at that point.
You stay there. Very good.
Then something very curious happened. There's one girl, she's very cold to me. Before that, she used to talk to me. Then after that, she's very cold.
Yeah.
I think she's angry with me something. So I tried to ask for forgiveness. Yeah. I did. And I tried to talk. I tried to move for a few times, and yet she didn't. Yeah. And this morning, it just appeared in me.
Sadhu.
You say, law of karma, what you say. Maybe my past life, I've done something.
You have done this to people. So now
life,
you
the
become the victim. You
ripen,
become the victim.
And then she's still cold.
Yeah.
And then I was enjoying, you know. If I'm angry with you, you're happy. I was so happy, and I smiled.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's cleansing my karma.
Very good, sadhu.
Very happy with joy.
Very good. As long as you don't play the game of suffering, play the game of suffering means react with evil root. That's why get angry, unhappy, why this girl like that, the talk you and telling your story. If you refuse to play the games of suffering which is going on, then you tell yourself you must have goodness, virtue. That's why you must have goodness and virtue. That's why she laughs, she smiles. Yes, this is cleansing her karma. Understand? Very good.
It break through, you see.
Break through. You break
through. I don't know how, because I already tried my best to ask forgiveness.
Yeah. So now your thought become different, because when you ask for forgiveness, then you are able to laugh at the thing. Because it's no more what they call attachment inside. Because last time you worry about it. Why this girl last time very friendly? Now like that. Then there is attachment now. That problem not resolved. So every time you recall her, then you see her, then you know he's very cold. There must be anger. She must be angry with you. So all this is from the thought. If you cannot see this and you cannot have right view to accept that this is a law of karma, you will get entangled. Then you continue to play the game of what? Suffering. So this line, she did that to you. In future, she become victim like you. She kena from another friend. So you want to severe this, you must have virtue, goodness. That's why I have metta, ask for forgiveness. Then invoke power of merit. Then just like just now the abbot, Sufu. When you ask for forgiveness, you must be serious, reflect and contemplate that this is wrong. Whatever that can condition people into negativity and unhappiness is not the right thought. It not only causes suffering to people, you also afflicted. So these are all wrong thoughts, things that are not fit for attention. Then why you go and keep in memory and hold it? You should focus on forgiving people, radiating love and metta, and just wish them well-being and happiness so that they can have the causes and conditions to also meet up with the Dhamma or understand truth so that they can free. Then may they have love. May they be loved. So you must understand all this. Then you relate it to yourself. Learn to love yourself. I always say have love and be loved. Be loved means what? Means you love yourself. Have love means you have love to love others. So all these are very wholesome, very beautiful. And then the whole thing reverse. Because when you have wholesomeness, goodness and kindness, you don't have negative karma, you don't have evil root, you don't become unhappy anymore. The other important thing that I always advise Kairamita to avoid is you can check your cultivation. Whenever you are unhappy and not peaceful, then the evil roots are there. I better write it down. So these are the understanding that I come out with when I contemplate. How can I allow the Kayanamita understand? So pay attention. Whenever you are unhappy or not peaceful, then the evil roots Any of them, greed, hatred, or delusion, huh? Are there? So always remember. So check your mind state. That's why I say learn to smile, learn to radiate a radiant smile, learn to be happy, learn to have joy. When you have goodness and kindness, you will be very happy, you will have joy. But every time you are very moody, worry, unhappy, then the hindrance are there, then the evil roots are there, but you cannot see. Then when your mind is not peaceful, the lack of peace is because of restlessness. Something disturbing you, haunting you, causing you to become like that. So this is the best check. That's why cultivation is about understanding yourself, what is going on in your mind state. Understand? Whenever you are not happy and not peaceful, means you got problem inside, the evil root are there. Then you check. Otherwise you will be very happy and very peaceful. Okay? So cultivator will know. Very good. You write down first, after you can. Oh, never mind lah. Take a photo after. I promise you not to rub. You continue. That's all. We say, we also
because
rejoice.
I learned a lot. Yeah. And then within these few days, in fact, you tell us everything already. Yeah. The gist of everything already.
Yeah, the essence of what you need to understand to live life. Especially this retreat, teach you how to practice, how to cultivate, how to use the Dhamma. The first two retreat, more of essential Dhamma, trying to get you all to understand what the Buddha teach and what is the meaning of those essential Dhamma. Then last year is a combination of both, a little bit about essential Dhamma and a little bit about how to cultivate, because the condition is not fully right. But this year, the condition is fully right. So that's why I can go deeper into the cultivation. Then I can explain certain things deeper. Those who follow me, they know. It's not as deep as this time around. Then there are many things that surface too. Although most of it is what they have already heard before, what they have actually been shared before. That's why sometimes you be careful. You may think I repeat. It's not repeat. Like PG came to know. If I don't repeat, she says she very new to Dhamma, clean slate on. Later if she want to share, we get her to share. So he said, luckily about to repeat, then slowly go in. So it's like the nature know, not understood. So have to repeat. But repeat in a different way, like Suyan say, the same essential Dhamma, but approach from different direction, with different life experience. Then you develop clear understanding of what this thing is. Because this thing is not so straightforward on. You may think you know, especially the Four Noble Truths. You ask a lot of them. What you heard from other places is so different. A lot of people told me, the moment they heard the way I proclaim and expound the Four Noble Truths, they were very, very amazed. They say, so different. They say, all along I thought I understood Four Noble Truths. They say, I didn't know Four Noble Truths got so much thing on. There's one brother, Wong. Wong Tam Yong. He has been in the Dhamma very long. Then, for those who don't understand, they always say, why brother, they always repeat the Four Noble Truths? Well, to them, Four Noble Truths is you kindergarten or Sunday school only you teach on. That means the small Buddhist kid and children. What they want is what? All the high sounding or high flung type of language. I now want to learn Abhidhamma. I want to learn Vipassana. I want to learn Jnana, Jhana. Oh, you talk about that, they're very excited. Then they thought this is higher practices. But Four Noble Truths is the essential Dhamma. From here, everything spin out. If Four Noble Truths also you cannot understand, you forget about cultivating the Buddha Dhamma. But this is the essential Dhamma. This is key. Understand? So that's why Four Noble Truths is very profound. The Buddha said, he himself as a Bodhisattva under the first sermon, Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, I already read to you. He also had to understand it in its three turning and 12 mode. What more living being? And you know how much contemplation and cultivation you have to do or not, the three turning. Even one noble truth, the three turning already take you a lot of time and a lot of hard work. What more? There are four truths. And everyone you have to turn it three times. And each turning you have to reflect, contemplate and go into it. Then the third turning is cultivation. Bhavana maya panya, wisdom born of bhavana or the meditative practice and cultivation. So this is something you have to understand, that Four Noble Truths is not what you think or not what people think. When I always go and give talk, they ask, when I ask, what is the First Noble Truth? The standard answer, you know, almost everywhere I got, you know, life is suffering. Then I ask, are you sure? Buddha, Lord Buddha got teach like that or not? Then after I explain, then only they start to have a different understanding. Otherwise people will say, you don't waste your time to go and learn Buddhism. Buddhism teach only one thing. And in fact somebody go and quote, no, the Buddha only teach one thing, no. Suffering. But they forgot the last part and the end of suffering. So he said that religion, no love, no compassion, nothing, only suffering. Life is suffering. Then live life for what? So when people put it that way, then it turns people away from the teaching as well. So as Buddhists, it is our duty to actually explain the misconception. So hopefully with this understanding, with this sharing through the all the various classes and the book that is printed, people can get to understand the misconception. Then wherever I give sharing and talk, I will try to explain this misconception. Okay, we thank Sister Achui. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Do you know, Bill, before I will get a copy from Brother Tay and will put inside a folder. So every night, because I read through and I read many times for a few nights. Every time read just beside. And I told my two children, this will be passed over to you.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Because
very
my
good.
Two children, they are also Buddhists. They are not at my girl do metta.
Never mind.
So I said this.
How old are they?
Notes,
how old are they?
125 and
1. Oh, not small anymore.
I said this,
but never mind.
This
let
folder them. Is going pass to you. If I pass away, you'll take this.
Don't need. You keep your book and hand over. You say, Mom's most important inheritance. Money cannot buy. This what you have, it will free your mind. It will make you very happy, very peaceful, very blissful. And you understand life, you know how to live. This is better than giving you millions of inheritance. Wow. He read the message, he should read through your book.
It's very clear, especially on mindfulness.
Yes,
because a lot of speakers just talk about mindfulness. They didn't,
Didn't explain. They don't know what the thing is.
Sati. Yeah. I mean, it's beyond
when they
talk.
Don't know,
they didn't
they cannot,
explain that clear.
They cannot understand themselves. How can they explain to you? Understand? When you yourself don't know, what you do is you repeat what the book say. That is the easiest. Understand? So that has been going on for so long. I realized the Buddhist community couldn't develop the understanding and penetrative, what they call potent type of Dhamma, is because they only quote from the text. Then they're very scared to deviate from the text. So. Understand? If it's not something that is commonly accepted, they dare not write. They dare not even express. They're scared what? People say you're wrong. But you look at all my sharing, book never write on. But why am I so daring? Not to say I'm daring. No. Initially also, I got this what understanding. No. I said, how can living being accept and agree to investigate into what I say? Not to say agree, no. Agree to investigate on it. No. If I don't have anything to back up, authority. That's why during the early day, I always quote the Dhammapada verse and all those things. You realize that? Then I explain it differently. Oh, then people start to understand. Then the power of my sharing is that I can link all the essential teaching that the Buddha teach you from right view all to the end. What I, a lot of Buddhists tell me, oh, brother, you're fantastic. Nobody can link like that one. Yes, you can link like that one. That's someone that I remember last time, Ng Bia, where is she? Oh, she is not back. Oh, meditating. Never mind. Yeah, Sadhu, have awareness one. Not sleeping. She listened from there. You see, this type of sati different. The first talk I delivered at SGB, she came out and asked me, and talked to me. She said, brother, she smiled. He said, oh, your talk is amazing. He said, for the first time in my life, just a Dhamma talk, 1.5 to 2 hours. All of the essential Dhamma, you're able to express and link them all up. It's just one talk like that. Then I smile. Then after that, she continued to talk. That's how later on she requests and asked me, do I teach meditation? That's how it come about. The Thursday class, then the sharing, then Rich Klang and all those things. That's why you all should thank Ng Bi and Mi Fong and Sui An also for pioneering the thing. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. But the main person is Yun Chan. 10 years ago. Meditating. 10 years ago, she was the one that invited me to come out to share. Also meant to be. Condition is ready. Things has to happen. So many things happened. Then she came and asked me one day, but since you understand so much the Dhamma, why not you come out and share? 3 times, all the 3 occasions, I say no need, no need. I say it's okay. I actually rejected her in a very nice way. So then I think she must have, like, I don't know, I think that she must have been quite disappointed. Ayo, 3 times also to the negative. Maybe never mind. But funny, after the 3rd time, I say no. I say let things be, because for me, no condition, nothing. Then after she left, you know what happened that night? Suddenly inside there, tell me, hey, it's about time already, he said. He said already 15 years, you somehow want to wait till when? You want to be longer than Hui Neng. Hui Neng 16 years. So I suddenly understand, there is condition. But my concern was not to say I don't want to share. Because what I have understood is like what the Buddha mentioned when he became fully enlightened under the Bodhi tree. You remember? After the 7 weeks, he was reflecting whether to share or not. Then in his thought, he said, the Dhamma is so profound and so different from what people understand. Then he said, no point. You share also people cannot understand. That was exactly how I felt. What I understood is almost the direct opposite of what people understand and do. So after that, the Brahma Sahampati read his mind, then came down and made a request. He said, please, oh Lord, he said, you must share, because there are some with little dust on the eye. But I never have that thought. My concern was different. My nature knew. Karma, law of karma is very powerful. And when I was doing the recording at Brickfield, I used to sit at the back one last time together. Then I actually can hear all the talk and gossip after the talk. After I record, then they will talk or not among them. Then they will comment like anything. So I was thinking, wow, if I come out and share, if these people at the back do that, this nature didn't do anything. But karma-wise, it's already very severe. So I said, how to avoid all this? As I, out of love and compassion, this nature finally reflected compassion. Okay, I call out Yun Chan after that. I say, on 3 conditions, I come out to share. That's why I call it Dhamma discussion, not a Dhamma talk. Dhamma talk, one way traffic, understand? Then 2nd condition, no right, no wrong. We just Dhamma friend, we share our ones. We respect each other for what we are and what we understand. I respect your understanding, you respect. So we are there to discuss Dhamma. Then the third one is whatever that is suitable, have an open mind, use it. Understand? If you don't understand or you don't agree, open mind. Don't comment. Don't create negativity. Oh, so he said, no problem. Then that's how it happened. So thank her. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. These are the people who created the condition. We must have gratitude. And I really, really have a lot of joy too after that. Then I knew this life she did a lot of things, brought so many kayamitas over just because of the condition she created. So this life she actually did a lot of this very wholesome thing. And this wholesomeness in the future will help her tremendously in the cultivation. Then she will meet up with the right one. Because this is how she bring people to the right understanding of Dhamma. And in future, she will, unless there is karmic obstruction, which I don't think so, where she has been very, very sincere. She is a very kind lady. She every time laughs. But her husband also, Raymond, also a very nice person. So, always invite us for dinner and all those things. Then earlier he helped me to organize all the spiritual trip. Only until later year, then I think one or two trip, other people together jointly do with her. So that's the background. So with that, I let our sister Chui to continue. Finish. Okay, we thank her. Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then where is PG? You want to share? Yeah. PG also got something to share. Just now it so happened, he said a lot of things happened, the tears came out and other things. Then she went down there, he said, Paisi, go down for a drink. Then I also want to have a drink. I went down, I met her. Well, then she relate all the story. I hope she will share with you. Very good. Yeah. Introduce yourself, PG.
Hi, I'm PG Lim. I'm with the Tuesday class. I would say that I'm maybe one of those typical examples of people who don't know the Dharma, but unfortunately conditioned by incidences in their life, especially from young. Like I told Brother Teo, when I was young, there was one stage where I, during from 4 from 5, I have insomnia. So every night you can't sleep, okay?
Yeah.
So it reached a stage where I tell myself, how good if I can take out my head, put it aside and let the body rest.
Yeah.
You know?
See, and insomnia is not a joke. Very severe type of suffering. Yeah, continue.
And it reaches, it become quite bad. And from the beginning of my working life, there's another incident where I told Brother Teo, I do not want to get involved with anything spiritual, because there's one time when I went to a friend's place and the father was meditating, and she go, shh, must not interrupt him. And I got the impression at the time that, you know, when you meditate seriously and deeply, your soul leaves your body. And that freaks me out.
Yeah, that's why you so have a lot of this.
From then onwards, I dare not do meditation, neither do I want to go for anything spiritual. So, of course, the next thing I did is I go for scientific meditation.
Oh, silver mind control.
Silver mind control.
But that helped her a lot.
Yeah, that helps me to to a certain extent.
Silver mind control, you know or not? They give you auto-suggestion through music and tell you, okay, now you are peaceful now. They lead you where, imagine you are where. Then they believe by auto-suggesting to your brain with the music, then it will make you peaceful. Then they say, okay, your mind has reached the frequency of alpha, beta, theta, then deeper. So they got many levels of consciousness. Then you become more and more peaceful. That's what zero mind control is all about, basically. Okay, continue.
Yeah. Another thing is, after that, it's like, of course, I'm very busy my working life and all this, and I had quite a traumatic life Well, we learn from it. And, you know, whenever I hear about people talking about karma and all that, and I will always reply, don't talk to me about karma. I don't want to know anything about karma. It's not that I don't believe about karma, but I just don't want to get involved
yeah.
in it. So, like I say, it's very strange how I come about to learn the Dharma.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah. If you ask any of my friends, I tell you they'll probably be laughing at me now.
Yeah, we actually don't want to have anything to do with the Dharma.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is, yeah. you know, Buddhism is very much about karma.
Yeah.
And I think it's my karma because I've been always talking about, don't talk to me about
yeah,
karma.
Yeah. Very
so
good.
I really would like to thank Brother Teo and all this because it's very hard to find a English-speaking teacher
who can share the Dhamma.
Who can share simple Dhamma
yeah.
and keep talking and explaining to people like me who cannot even get it into the head after so many times. But slowly we learn, Brother Teo.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. What I want to share about this experience
your meditation.
This retreat,
very good.
Like I said, the first day when I came in and I was told to pay respect, and when I was at the praying to Manjushri, it just hits me, you know. I cannot explain. I started to cry and all this. And like I said, you know, this thing just came to me and said, go the Bodhisattva way. All this sets me to think, what does all this mean? And the second incident was, I think, 1 or 2 days ago, when I went down just to walk and all that.
Mm.
And I tell myself, don't go into the shrine again. Okay? People are going to do chanting. So I just walk. Just as I was passing by, it says, come inside and sit. Oh. Okay, so I don't know what you call the statue just in front.
Yeah, the Maitreya.
Yeah.
Maitreya.
So
I
went in to sit.
Maitreya Buddha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come inside and sit. See, they will signal to you.
Yeah. And I just sat there and I just bow and pray.
Yeah.
And it's so strange. It says, listen to your nature.
Yeah.
Trust.
Yeah, trust your nature.
Yeah. I think I have a lack of trust.
Yeah, lack of trust.
Maybe
because the thought interfere. The thought every time tell you a story interfere. Then you tell them what happened to your heart.
Yeah, the heart is so affected. It's so affected. Like you see just now when we are doing the invocation
this.
Towards the end that is what you call the personal aspiration. I mean, we have been doing it every day. Every day.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like you say it and you pray.
Yeah.
But today it really speaks to me.
Yeah.
It's affected me so much that I cried.
Yeah.
That's why I landed up downstairs
drinking coffee
because I don't want to people see me cry. And that's when I met Brother Teo and I spoke to him about that.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Then the important point is what? She cannot understand. Is it? Why last time she like that? Don't like to have anything to do with Dhamma and all that. Yeah, he said, from the conditioning, where people keep on telling her like, you meditate, your soul come out, you know, that's the. So there was this fear and this phobia. Then there's a lot of wrong view with regards to what the Dhamma is. That's why the form of my karma, don't want to have anything to do with Dhamma and karma, law of karma. It just shut off. I said, do you know, this is because like the Buddha said, you are born of your karma, head to your karma condition, supported by you are what you are because of karma. But last time you like those people, tell people, or the wrong thing, then you create fear in them. Then they dare not go and look for Dhamma. And this is very severe. You know. It's like you prevent people from going to learn the Dhamma. You know. And because of that, this like you come, this coming obstruction come out. You know. That's why initially she cannot block. So you have been born so many times. That's why I take care of karma, don't play a fool. So ask for forgiveness. That's why I told her to do it. That will help her a lot. Then after that, when she break that coming obstruction, she will connect and move very fast. Now she start to connect, but if she can ask for forgiveness and develop the faith and repent, like what Chief Mang told us, Sipu, you have to really, really understand that this is serious offense. This is something you shouldn't do. Then you determine not to repeat. Then you repent. Then he said, reflect. It's not you, Wanasana. All this evil action arise because of the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. We are action, speech, and thought conditioned by delusion. So when you understand it's not you because of delusion, so you vow, you put into the vow for causes and conditions to avoid at all costs delusion that can make you that way. Then you repent and determine to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil and good and purify the mind to cultivate the Buddha Dharma sincerely. Then vow, life after life you come, you will never, never avoid Dhamma because you have taken refuge. You want to connect early. You want to develop the understanding early. You make this type of aspiration. It will help you in your future life. Okay? Sadhu, rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, who is next? Who is next? Behind Selena, that lady inspect. No, yes. What's your name? You introduce yourself.
Brother Teo, I'm from Penang. Actually, just yet, last year only I shifted to Penang. I was staying in Alostar for 30 over years because we were working there, my husband and me.
Okay.
We were teachers.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Puanqi,
And then that's why
Puanqi, and the husband, then, Brother Chong,
So actually, I came into Buddhism due to because I married into my husband's family.
Okay.
Actually, my parents didn't know
about the Dhamma.
They had Dhamma everything. So, so the first thing that struck me was that my mother-in-law tried to paying a respect. Namo Tassa asked me to follow her.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't even follow her. No, they say, "Aiya, ane gong, ane an sa gu me gong." So, because this was first time that I heard this verse, and then I did. If that I have the words, then I can chant. You see, so that's that one I could always remember.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, we really our Dharma was very shallow. We didn't know much, but then luckily we met Mr. Ho, Ho Kwe Lun. Have you heard of him?
Oh, Bodhihat, no, Bodhihat. Another one. There's Ho, another one that teach.
The twin, Ho Kwe Lun, Ho Ka'a, Taklun.
Taklun, there's another. Taklun I heard before.
So he was transferred to Alostar for 4 years.
Oh, very good.
He was working for Van Hing Lee Bank that time.
I know.
So we knew because my cousin came to know about it. He said, quickly go and approach him because he's very good in Dhamma.
In Dhamma.
So we went and said,
Bodhihat actually very nicely set up. I've been there a few occasions.
To come and teach us Dhamma. So for 4 years you were under him.
At least we know the basic Dhamma.
Then from there, we learned meditation.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, only vipassana,
I know.
So,
the Burmese
tradition. When we had long weekends, so a group of us would go to Bukit Perak,
temple. I know. There's a
then we
temple
stay
there
overnight, and then we do more like not really incentive, just semi-retreat. We cooked for dana, and then after that. After that, slowly, when I was confident that I could sit longer, around 1 hour or so, then only I I dare to go to MBMC.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how I learned the proper meditation. See?
MBMC.
I was quite few times went there. Yeah. After that, Lunas.
MBMC is along that Green Lane Road, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. I've been there before.
Uh-huh. And then.
Yeah, very old temple. Mm. Yes.
So I went there for a few days. That time, really, the retreat there was tough. 16 hours of meditation.
Yeah.
That was. If when I was young, I could stand it.
Now
if
you
ask me to go, I wouldn't. Because it's very strict. That's
very
why, you know, at one time I remember Sui An said to me when I was in Wat Na Luang, you know, she said,
oh, you went to Wat Na Luang?
Yeah.
Wow,
we
sadhu.
Went to, that's why, the
wow,
how connection
no wonder,
is due to
got affinity,
Fachi, you know.
Affinity,
I was so lucky, actually. And then, Sui An, first thing, so
Long Po Tong Bai is very good.
He said, Kua Cheng, you never smile, never see you smile. Yeah, really? I never really realized that my face was so serious.
Correct.
Maybe it could be due to the training, you know.
The conditioning, that you have. You have been looking at life like that. That's why you're not happy, you seldom have joy. That's why when you have mindfulness, like what I wrote there, whenever you are unhappy and not peaceful, and then the evil roots are there, then you straight away know. This is why mindfulness is very powerful.
Because
that's why you have to be aware of your feeling, your emotion.
In MMC, you must walk mindfully. You can't even look up, no? You look down. See? So, at one
then
incident.
Then did they teach you how to note?
No, it's just beginning only. Left, right, left, right.
Then
and
the
every
one
movement.
Incident, then
after
one,
that, one incident, I had an interview. So, and then after, when it's my turn, I just as an Asian style, to pay respect, I bow for manners.
Yeah,
so I just bend my body, walk in. Say, I don't say, walk properly. Then you are not mindful. But at that time, I was mindful. What I was doing. But he said, that's why it's very strict. Very disciplined. So that maybe it could be the condition that made me that. But maybe it could be that I'm a very, very quiet person. I don't quite like to, I don't talk much.
You are a quiet person.
That's why she knows about me. And then one last year, she said, "Hey, I passed to you. I sent you Brother Teo's Dharma
recording.
See, one dog. Okay, come pass me. So that's how I knew about Brother Teo because in Alostra, so quite a number of times Brother Teo went there. I had no
condition,
affinity.
Always invite.
All the time I was busy and every time. So I said okay. So I listened. Actually, Brother Teo, I would like to ask for forgiveness I'm so used
already
to
forgiven.
To
I know the tradition.
So when Brother Teo mentioned about Mahayana's practice and all that, I have doubts already.
But
the Dhamma was very beautiful. I like it. I listen. I say I really like it. When they say, "Hey, correct or not?" I was thinking, my mind was replaying with me already.
Your Theravada has a tell view. That's why I say open mind. When you listen, you are closed. Like the Buddha mentioned under Salika Sutta, those living beings that has this problem, is it? That hold on tenaciously to their own view. These are the people he cannot teach, is it? And these are the people who cannot receive the Dhamma. Because you are too close. Your cup of tea is full. Nobody can teach you. And I like this Krishnamurti quote. You listen. Do you know he say, the most dangerous person in this world is a person who say what? I know. I tell you, that's the most dangerous person in this world. It's exactly the same like holding on to his view. Then. But he thought he know. Understand? So when a person say, I know, how to teach him? Understand? He already know. That's why block. So you have to understand what you know is thought-based knowledge.
Yeah, and then I have heard so...
Wait, I finished this part.
Sorry.
What you know is thought-based knowledge. The truth is, nothing to know. Understand? They're all knowing coming to the thought. The direct seeing got nothing. It will awaken. It will not know anything. It will understand only that things are like that. Finish. Nothing to know. Everything that you know comes from thought. Well, that is knowledge, thought based. So you understand. When a person says, I know, means he don't know. We are to the wise one, they will know one. If you know or understand, you will not talk like that one. I'll continue.
And then I've heard so many things about Mahayana, and I have no contact with Mahayana. I don't know the teaching at all. So whatever I heard, I believe, you see. It just become a concept. That thing stuck in my mind. So when I came, I have doubtful mind. Very.
Because it's quite common. It's quite common. You are not alone. I was told earlier on. I forgot who already. There was one. I think one monk or what, I forgot already. He actually went to Mahayana first. Then later on, he actually changed tradition to become Theravada. Then he, from his own understanding and research, he said Mahayana is not the original teaching, not in the Sutta one. All their Sutta, I don't know what. So I think that one influenced a lot of Theravada follower. Then he got a different type of understanding of all this there. He even say, the scripture, the Theravada scripture, that talk about the Buddha, the Bodhisattva, he said, no, he said, the father, the king, was a very small, don't know what, but never mind, have an open mind. People are just the way they are, because they understand it that way, they will share. Maybe he's still very sincere. So that's why he is there to tell you that he changed tradition, because he realized, he said, after so, don't know how many years, I don't know, in the Maya tradition, he said he couldn't progress. So that was his reason. Then after that, when he came out to share, he shared this experience. So we respect them for what they are. So please don't go and argue or say, Brother Teo say, Mahayana real, no, you say Mahayana not real. Oh, you not only get into trouble, bring me into trouble. Why you want to argue? Just say, I learned from Brother Teo, that's it. If you want to understand more, you listen to the recording or you come to the class. Then he asked me a question, then I can answer you. You don't have to do something that you don't understand. Sometimes you may quote me, quote my word correctly. Brother Teo say, let things be. Why you so kipo? That you cannot. I never mean that. Let things be doesn't mean you don't do anything. Let things be means accept the reality at that moment for what it is. It means you don't react, don't stir, and don't blame. Then you're peaceful. Then after that, you still act more. It doesn't mean let things be, you don't do anything. Last time, there was some Dhamma friend. They were very vocal. They said, Buddhism will die. They say, everything also let things be. That's why Buddhists cannot trample over. People already climb over your head and want to finish you off. You somehow let things be. So this is what their views are. But it's okay. Because like the Buddha said, the truth, they will stand up to investigation. So don't worry about what people say. Have an open mind. Put it to test. If it's the truth, you will stand up to investigation. But if you have not investigated, then have an open mind. Give it a chance. Otherwise, like the Zen example, your cup of tea is full. Who can teach you? You are like that person who say, I know. You're that thing, that view, the conditioning, make you what? Make you doubt. Understand? When you have doubt, it's a mental hindrance. And somehow you cannot see. You're supposed to be mindful of the hindrance. How it arise. So you're supposed to retrospectively reverse it. That's why you never do the satipatthana, dhammanupassana, anasana. You're supposed to be aware when it arises. Then trace the origination factor and retrospectively reverse it. Then you will know how the unarisen hindrance come to be. Then how the arisen hindrance is to be when you're silent. Then you will know in the future how the non-arising of that hindrance will come to be. That is how the Buddha teach, the Satipatthana. But when you are in that state of doubt or fear or worry, anxiety or with the hindrance, you never inquire, you never find out. And you never understood what that Dhamma Nupassana is all about. Why the Buddha say first category of Dhamma you must be mindful of is the five hindrances. And how many of you really develop mindfulness of the five hindrances? But you don't understand that teaching. You don't understand what the Buddha meant by when there is this sensual desire or ill will or restlessness or doubt, you must be aware. Even sleepiness, you must be aware. When you aware, it means you're just silent. Then only you can understand how it come to be. Before that, there was no hindrance. You are peaceful. So this is how you learn, how you investigate. Then you don't have to believe other people. Then you tell yourself, hey, because I believe what he say, it caused doubt. These are the handful of leaves. Understand not? These are like Sabha Asabha Sutta say, this orange book. Things that are not fit for attention, you're going to give attention. That's why it creates what? Defilement, doubt, hindrance. Then forget about it, understand now. Whether what you say is true or not is not important. Have an open mind. Then when you go into the Four Noble Truths or you listen to what the Mahayana tell, you investigate again. Then if you find that it stands up to investigate, like you say, you heard the recording, it's so beautiful. But you start to have the doubt because you say, Brother Teo talk about Mahayana, like that, how to learn. Then the coming of Sashen come. You are in the past, maybe you also like that particular monk, tell people the same thing. That's why the coming of Sashen will block. But luckily it's not serious, otherwise you cannot be here, I tell you. So all these are for your understanding. So don't try to be right or wrong. Don't go and like argue with people, no point. Develop your own understanding, cultivate. Then investigate into it. Then after that, you got no more doubt. Understand not? Whatever you give attention, if it make you understand, then no more defilement, no more hindrance, no more evil. That is beautiful. Understand not? So the one that can give you that is the Four Noble Truths and its three turning. Why don't you focus on the Four Noble Truths and its three turning? Then check what I share. Is it the Four Noble Truths and its three turning? Then you understand. Hey, this is more important. Why want to worry about Brother Teo quote Mahayana, teach Mahayana or not? Understand? That's why the mind that doesn't understand can be trapped by the thought. Because thought create doubt. Understand? Thought very cunning. Hey, you better don't listen, no, this one. You better don't follow, no. That monk say so, no. But you yourself never investigate, understand? Or I heard like that, no, like PG. So that is the karmic obstruction that come and obstruct you from giving something a try or investigate into it. All because there are past causes and conditions. It's all karmic related. So be careful of what you tell people unless you're very, very sure. Otherwise, you just don't commit. Just say, if you're interested, I will give you the contact. You find out yourself. I find it very beneficial, that's it. Then don't go and get chui, get tau you. In Cantonese, it's what? Ka cho, ka yung ka cho. Yeah, you continue.
Well, I would like to thank the Sangha to
point you.
And then this, we are coming to Mahayana's temple.
It's on.
Is it okay? To me,
open
it's
mind.
Right.
Luckily.
Open mind.
Lucky.
To me, it's okay.
Otherwise, you see Mahayana, the word you shall be.
No, because I had attended one retreat under Pak Ok Sadol's disciples at Triple Wisdom Hall. So it's Chinese temple too. Me, the place is no problem.
No problem. Okay,
so,
good.
So
good sharing.
When I came here, after listening to Brother Teo's
sharing
already, I want to express my
gratitude
towards
and thanks,
you.
Because you should thank those people who bring you here.
Very simple to understand.
Yeah.
Now my doubts.
No more.
Sadhu.
Very good.
Something like lighten my
mind. Don't carry all this. Whatever that arise the hindrance, that arise the evil root, that create defilement, these are all things that you shouldn't pay attention to. Not important. Like your problem, your worry, your anxiety, first noble truth reality that haunt you. Forget about it. Life got a lot more things. Why you want to go and think and become miserable then finally depressed? You just attend to it, solve it, move on. The world is full of so-called inverted comma problem. But when you understand, to me, to those who understand, the world got no problem. Thing is just the way it is. When you don't understand, you perceive in negativity, then it becomes a problem. Because you fear, you worry. Then you perceive it with negativity. You project your thought. Understand? Then you recall the fearful, unhappy past. That's why your mind becomes entangled. But if you perceive it wholesomeness, or blessing in this guy, then whatever situation is it, it's no more a problem. Then you tell yourself, oh, actually, it's a blessing in this guy. Yeah, not let myself into this trouble. I won't go and search around for advice, and I won't encounter the Buddha Dhamma. But because of this problem, it gave me the condition to search, then to look at life seriously. Then finally, if you have the good karma, you connect back, then you realize it's a blessing in disguise. That's why without suffering, you will not look for truth. Understand? When you have life that is too good, you are too complacent, you got no time for religion, I tell you. Because life is so good. But when something hit you, the first noble true reality, or then you start to have suffering, misery. Most people from there, they start to create understanding and what they call causes and conditions for them to go into religion. Then from there they learn. So it's a blessing in this guy if you know how to perceive it with wholesomeness. Okay? Sadhu.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, who is next? Poland. Wow. Hey, Alicia. Hey, wait. Alicia, look you up. You must have told her something. God lah, yesterday I heard lah. Last night after the session outside there, you were talking so much. sadhu.
Alicia, actually very sorry, I don't know what I share. I think it's spontaneous and not so significant.
Never mind. Just
I want to get this chance that just now when we are talking about all the... So what come to my mind
the
is...
The Four Master. Very good.
What come to my mind is, Rajio, I would like to say grateful to you and to Mrs. Steele, because wherever I think of you, I know Mrs. Steele is the woman behind you, and she's so kind. You know, that day, Brother Teo, you were saying that you teach this, not for money.
You
give us so much time.
Yeah.
And you walk outside the temple, so you say,
it's to check.
You should help us.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting here, what I'm thinking is, you know? That's what in my mind. I feel that you have done all for us. And what else you can do, but I never know that it's your pure wish, and I have benefited a lot from your pure wish. It's very powerful. And
That was what she shared last night.
I think basically this is what I want to say, because I was and talking about this before, that is what come to my mind. I think I'm very
and
grateful.
It really touch your heart, Sadhu. Thank you so much. We rejoice, Sadhu. So who else? The new one? Richard. Who? Say louder. Oh, Vivian, behind Brother Tung. I cannot see you. You almost disappear. Oh, this one got more smile. One. Every time I see her, she smile. I think she got something. Push it all the way out.
Must read notes.
Never mind. You got write down. Got notes. Very good.
Okay. First of all, I would like to take. I would like to express my gratitude to Brother Teo for your patience in expounding all the Dharma to all of us, which is very practical in our present modern society with various kind of social problems we have nowadays.
Very good. Sadhu.
Okay, how do I come to be in touch with the Dharma?
Very good.
I used send my mother to Mahayana temple
very good.
For chanting.
Sadhu.
And I used to follow the chanting. But after a while, I realized that I do not learn any Dharma.
So Mahayana is like that, chan, but got Dhamma one.
But I don't
but
understand.
But you don't understand that time.
So after that, I was looking for a Dharma talk in English in Klang.
Oh, okay, good.
And then after a while, I saw an advertisement in the newspaper of this Dharma talk in NBC Klang.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I went
to NBC.
I went to join the NBC Klang for the Dharma talk.
Yeah, yeah. Brother Te and Brother Gan Leo.
Yes.
Yeah, Sadhu.
Okay, frankly speaking, when I first attended the Dharma talk under Brother Teo, I did not understand at all.
Yeah, yeah. Lea Bo Kyo. In Hokkien, Klang people, Lea Bo Kyo. Yeah, nah. Yeah.
Because all the terms are Pali. Pali, and I'm very new in
this
Theravada teaching. But after attended a few talks, I realized that Brother Teo used a lot of this our day-to-day life
example,
to explain the Dharma.
Yeah, yeah.
And after that, I began to appreciate your talk.
Sadhu. Very good.
To come to
this is very good feedback, you know, because I don't know too much Pali term without explanation. The new one, Lea Bo Kyo, Kya Bo Lo. Very good. Thank you for your good feedback. Next time I make it a note.
So
next time I will ask the audience, this word, avijja, you understand or not? Or three evil root, you understand?
I think most of them understand because they are quite well versed in.
I know, but there are some maybe new like you.
I was very new, so I really hear no road.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. Continue. Yeah.
So to attend this retreat is also not easy because
easy.
Have to apply 1 week leave.
Oh, okay.
And because of that, Brother Te and Sister Kelly has advised me if you are serious.
Yeah.
Then this retreat.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you must make aspiration.
Yeah, yeah. Sadhu. That is very good. Wow, very good advice. Wow, they learn so fast.
So I have been making aspiration
very good.
Since December last year.
Wow, Sadhu.
Every morning when I light up the joystick, I would make aspiration.
Very good. You know what happened? You in front of Kuan Yin or Buddha?
Ti Kong.
Wow. He is a Arya, no? He's a, at least a Sotapan, no? That's why Ti Kong, the seat got hot now. King Saka also kamtong. That's why your wish granted. Oh, very good, very good. Saka was already a Sotapan at the time of Sakyamuni Buddha 2600 years ago. So now maybe much better already. Wow, luckily Ti Kong is good. Okay, cut it there.
I make an aspiration that the conducive condition would arise that I can attend this retreat under Brother Teo.
Very good. Sadhu.
So I have also applied the leave 2 months in advance.
Oh, very good.
And I told my boss that I will share the merit.
Oh, Sadhu. Buddhist or not? Your boss, is a Buddhist or not? Your boss is a Buddhist. Oh, he sure approved. You're such a good staff. Wow, Sadhu.
And I was very glad that he approved
my name. So he also fatah. I tell you. Yeah, without him knowing it. Then after that you go back, I tell you, he will come to know, wow, how come now my life is so good, so lucky, everything go his way. Very good, sadhu. Continue.
So while attending this retreat, I think on the second day and the third day, I have this chest pain.
Oh, okay.
Chest pain.
Then what you do?
Then the Brother Teo has also advised us
relax.
That if we want to improve in our this meditation, then we should ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, that was very important. Huh?
So for the past 7 days, I've been...
sadhu, you follow this chanting book,
No, I just bow.
Oh, very good. Like that also can. No, your heart sincerely want to ask for forgiveness. As long as you are sincere, how you do, the Bodhisattva and the Buddha, they know us. That's all. They don't have to see your words. Just like that day, I was trying to share what Joyce did. The first retreat she came, you know what she did? In front of, I think, Manjushri and Pusya, Manjushri, she want to make aspiration, ask Manjushri to help, She recite halfway, the word cannot come out, Then she said, I think you know. Like that also can. Oh, wish also granted. So you know what I mean. So like that also can. Bow also can. As long as you sincere want to ask of me, in front of the Buddha, you just bow. No need to say anything. Because they can read you. Their nature can read you. That you are sincere. Very good. Then what happened?
So after bowing, I think the third day, and then the pain was completely gone.
Oh, sadhu, see?
Because I have also made aspiration that I cannot go back halfway. I must complete this retreat.
Oh, sadhu. Very
and
good.
And then the pain is no more there.
Wow, sadhu,
see? And I can sit better.
Oh, very good. Sadhu, I rejoice.
That is all my sharing.
Wow, thank you so much. So we rejoice. Sadhu. Exactly 5:30 plus, dinner time. Those 5 precepts can go. Those who need to clean 8 precepts can stay back. Then you need a drink or miso soup, you can go down and rejoice. So we will end. We chant Arahang. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagavā Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Sokato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakasango Sanghang Namami. Okay, we will come back.